Sermon Notes Series, Unlocking the Blessings of Abraham, Your Inheritance in Christ Today, B.H. Unlocking the Blessings of Abraham, Your Inheritance in Christ Today. In a world where financial struggles and lack often plague believers, the church faces its greatest enemies, debt and lack. Yet, Scripture reveals a powerful truth: the blessings of Abraham are not distant promises but a present reality for those in Christ. These blessings, detailed in Deuteronomy 28, are yours through faith, not works. As Galatians 3:14 declares, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Do you believe these blessings are yours? If so, why? Let's dive into God's Word to uncover this inheritance and how to walk in its fullness now. The Foundation, Abraham's Blessings in Deuteronomy 28. The blessings promised to Abraham and his descendants are vividly outlined in Deuteronomy 28, contingent on obedience to God's voice. Deuteronomy 28:2-9. 2 And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you will listen to the voice of Jehovah your God. 3 You shall be blessed in the city, and be blessed in the field. 4 The fruit of your body shall be blessed, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your cows, and the flocks of your sheep. 5 Your basket and your store shall be blessed. 6 You shall be blessed when you come in, and blessed when you go out. 7 Jehovah shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be stricken before your face. They shall come out against you one way, and flee before you 7 ways. 8 Jehovah shall command the blessing on you in your storehouses, and all that you set your hand to. And he shall bless you in the land which Jehovah your God gives you. 9 Jehovah shall establish you a holy people to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you shall keep the commandments of Jehovah your God and walk in his ways. These aren't mere Old Testament relics, they point to a covenant extended to us through faith. By faith, not law, becoming Abraham's seed. The New Testament makes it clear, Abraham's blessings transcend the law and reach all who believe. Romans 4:16. Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Galatians 3:6-8. 6 Even as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. 7 Therefore know that those of faith, these are the sons of Abraham. 8 In the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the nations through faith, preached the gospel before to Abraham, saying, In you shall all nations be blessed. Galatians 3:14. 14 So that the blessing of Abraham might be to the nations in Jesus Christ, and that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 3:28-29. 28 There cannot be Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is no male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. 29 And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You are Abraham's seed if you belong to Christ. This makes you an heir, not by ethnicity or effort, but by faith in Jesus. Redeemed and blessed, it's already yours. You are the redeemed, purchased by the precious blood of Jesus. Ephesians 1 paints a picture of blessings already secured. Ephesians 3:3-11. 3 That by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words. 4 By which, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ 5 which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. 6 That the nations should be fellow heirs, and of the same body, and partaker of his promise in Christ through the gospel. 7 Of this gospel I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effectual working of his power. 8 This grace is given to me, who am less than the least of all saints, to preach the gospel of the unsearchable riches of Christ among the nations. 9 And to bring to light what is the fellowship of the mystery which from eternity has been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. 10 So that now to the rulers and powers in the heavenlies might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. 11 According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Notice the past tense, hath blessed, hath chosen, have redemption, have obtained. This isn't future heaven, it's already happened. God says you are already blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Taking possession, from inheritance to fullness. Inheritors aren't just waiting, they take possession. Yet, many Christians walk in degrees of inheritance, not its fullness. God wants you to possess everything He says is yours. Why do believers recognize spiritual warfare and sickness but ignore it in finances? We fight disease with faith, yet accept debt and lack as normal. This stems from false humility and poverty thinking, believing being poor glorifies God. That's wrong. It contradicts who God is. God loves you, and love gives. God is not a man, that he should lie, Numbers 23:19. Poverty doesn't honor him, prosperity in his blessings does. Now means this present time. If blessings were only for heaven, we wouldn't fight. But Scripture says now. Pray, Lord, show me what I'm missing and I will correct it. If I'm limiting you, reveal where I have not yielded. Destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6, My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Destroyed means ruined or devoured. Ignorance of your inheritance leads to lack. How can God empower us yet withhold grace to live rightly? He doesn't, Proverbs 8:21 declares, wisdom speaking, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Step into your blessings today. The blessings of Abraham, overflow in family, land, provision, protection, and storehouses, are yours now through Christ. Reject debt and lack. Fight spiritual warfare in finances as fiercely as in health. Embrace your identity as Abraham's seed, redeemed and heir. Believe it. Declare it. Possess it. Your treasures are waiting to be filled.